Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings. We are here. See here, it's March 20, and time is marching on. We're here. It looks like this is the part of the roller coaster where we get to the top of the hill and start going over. And you feel that little sensation in your stomach that tells you it's about to hit the fan. And it is. Almost wholeheartedly, it's about to hit the fan. It's good to be here. Had a great weekend. Went up to the Old Ox Brewery, Ashburn, Virginia. Very large crowd there. Lots of large crowds out at the comedy shows. People need to laugh. People need to get away from what is certainly going to be one of the worst years in human history for the United States. I'd say in the next 2 years, you're going to see things that you never thought you would see. Things that only your grandparents saw. And for your grandparents, they were prepared because most of their food was grown locally. Most of their food was grown by themselves, and they were good at saving, and they didn't have to have an iPhone, and they spent most of their day working in their garden, growing their own food. So they have the knowledge to survive with nothing, while you, on the other hand, can't figure out a bottle of shampoo. So there you go. Have you ever grown anything? Have you ever grown anything? I mean, besides pot. What have you grown? What have you grown? What have you grown? What have you done? Have you hunted? You ever fished? You ever gutted your own fish? You ever gutted your own deer? Those are going to be skills that are going to be useful. You know all the people you make fun of, all them rednecks that you say are stupid and dumb because they go hunting and stuff and they're uneducated? Well, you're going to find out what uneducated is. You see, when all this started, the big joke amongst the lib comics was, unvaccinated, we're going to see a Darwin effect of the unvaccinated. Okay, well, what they did was they demonstrated that they were complete idiots. Because, see, a Darwin event doesn't just eliminate 1% of the population. That's not a true Darwin event. A Darwin event wipes out over half of something to make something new. A Darwin event is what's going to happen for you idiots that were dumb enough to trust the government and take his little prick. Because now there's no turning back for you. You're now a GMO. Nobody wants to admit that, but you're now a GMO. That's exactly what you are. You are a genetically modified organism, and you will be that way forever now because you cannot wash that away. Not even Tide that wipes out the toughest stains can wash out what you've done to your body. You didn't trust. You trusted man. You didn't trust the maker of your body. I, however, trusted my body. And because of it, I've seen people out here getting the Rona, three, four. I'm on my fourth case of the Rona. They are. But these are the people that were vaxxed. Well, I know my vax made it better. See, you've been sold the lie. And it was very eloquently put by Russell Brand the other day. Spelled out how much money. They made $100 billion off of this. Remember how when there's a hurricane and everybody's running out of town and your corner gas station decides to raise the prices a dollar? That's price gouging. That's price gouging. Oh, prosecute him. Prosecute him. Oh, you made $100 billion on a vaccine that the American public paid you to develop, so you had no develop costs? You were paid. Remember, Operation Warp Speed. You never criticized Trump, man. Here's why I'm going to criticize Trump. That was the dumbest damn thing ever done. Operation Warp Speed. I don't understand that one at all. How he could make so many good moves and then be that stupid. Because it just takes a special kind of talent to believe that simply because you say you want it faster, it can work. And see, even Bill Gates doesn't deny that. He doesn't deny that the old vaccines that were developed, you know, using eggs and shit, rather than trying to reprogram your body, they worked. Why did they work? Because it was a weakened form of the virus, and your immune system got triggered to a weak form. That's a good thing. That's actually how a vaccine works. I'm not anti-vax. I'm for the vax that work for the diseases that need a vaccine. Lots of people die from the flu. Lots of people die from driving a car. Jesus, folks. When are you going to quit? Nobody should die. Nobody should die. But guess what? Everybody will. And the only thing you're going to do by playing with our genetics is screw up the people that are left. That's all you're going to do. That's all you're going to do. But they got paid to develop a vaccine. And again, I'm for vaccines at work, for diseases that need it. Rona, 99% survival. No need for a vaccine. The flu, most people survive it. No need for a vaccine, especially one that's as piss poor as the one we have that barely boasts a 40 to 50% efficacy rate that you really can't prove, because even at 40 to 50%, you can't say those people would have got it anyhow. Maybe they wouldn't have got it if you hadn't given them that stuff. But you never think about that, because medicine's good. Always remember, the number two and number three cause of death in the United States every year is medical malpractice. So you go trust them. At this time in life, my parents were taking upwards of 10 pills a day. I take 2 pills a day that I'm required to take. One, because of my Meniere's, allows me to walk because I have no balance. 2 is because of my allergies to eggs and chicken, which are freaking everywhere in our society. And those are the 2 I take. I don't take blood pressure. I don't go to the doctor and play this cholesterol shit, which if you started actually looking, they're saying that the lowering cholesterol exactly coincides with the increase in Alzheimer's. That was a disease that didn't used to really exist in this country until we started controlling the cholesterol. You can't decide what's good cholesterol, what's bad cholesterol, because they don't know. But they're going to go out there and act like they know, and they're going to force your cholesterol to get lower through drugs, and then that is somehow destroying brains, and voila, we, like I said, Take your disease that you've got going right now. Let's start with skin cancer. Go look up skin cancer. This is your research. This is how you learn. I'm giving you an assignment so that somebody can't say you did your own. No, I didn't do my own research. I was instructed by Professor Dan to do this research. Research exactly when skin cancer exploded, because there's a chart that shows it. And you want to know what? It's exactly coincidental with the increased use of sunscreens, many of which have now been determined have cancer-causing agents. Would you look at that? Would you? Oh, correlation does not equal causation. Shut up, you dunce. It's called observing real world as it happens. Increase in sunscreen use, increase in skin cancer, definitely correlated. Increase in SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, a increase of autism, and now they've got kids taking 75 vaccines to go to school for stuff that won't kill you. But that has nothing to do with the fact that as the vaccines climbed, so didn't autism, and so didn't sudden infant death syndrome. And lo and behold, when the world was forced to take an experimental vaccine, there's been a ramp up of people just dropping dead. You know, adult death syndrome. Sudden, sad. You got SIDS and you got SADS. Why are those two on the increase? Or could it possibly be that we're pumping poison into people? That can't be that. Although probably 20 years in the future, everybody in our lives will be bitching about getting, did you take Uncle Sam's little prick back in the 00s? I mean, the 20s? Yeah, you might be available for compensation. Too bad you got six. Yeah, get your six legs into gear and come down here and get your paycheck. You mutant. It's all around you. And now, as I was saying, when you shut all these people down and you send all these, you're going to destroy the world's economy. Again, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The government knows what it's doing. You mean the government that's $130 trillion in debt knows what it's doing? God, you're dumb. I bet you take your financial advice from the homeless guy, right? Because they obviously know what the real news is on the streets. But yeah, it wasn't the Rona that wiped out the world's economies. It was the reaction to the Rona that wiped out the world's economies. If we'd have gone on like nothing was happening, nothing would have happened. But acting like commie dictators, the Democrats took their little pen, ignored the procedure to write a law, declared an emergency, and ordered you to stay home while they let their big business partners keep making money hand over fist because they wiped out the competition for them. It doesn't take a genius to see this, but it takes above a Democrat IQ. Because I'm telling you, folks, this ride is really getting in gear. And then Biden, totally ignoring law, again, acting like a good little commie dictator, came in, took the money from the hardworking people of America, and gave it to that bank that didn't pick the brightest people, that had a bunch of dunce caps on its board that were put there because of their race, gender, or whatever, not because of their qualifications, and bingo, bango, here we have a tremendous mess. The first domino is kicked over. And again, the United States government runs to protect the billionaires who could absorb this loss by taking money at gunpoint from people who are scrabbling just to get things together and live. That was a Democrat who did that. Oh, you Democrats represent the working man. No, the hell they don't. They're dirtier than sheets at a Motel 6 on Valentine's Day. But you're going to let him do it because he's your guy. Where's the code pink chicks? They've disappeared. Where's anybody talking about debt? They've disappeared. I talk about debt while Republicans in there. I don't care. They're all the same on that. But these banks are going to tumble. And there ain't enough money in the world to give everybody the money because they have been loaning more than they took in. You know the stuff you can't do? They did. And now this house of cards is about to fall. The economy was ruined the day they shut it down. They do not have enough money to recover us from the damage these boobs did over a paranoia over disease that wasn't deadly. And don't say we didn't know it. I knew it from damn day one as soon as the shit came out of Italy that said the average age of death was 84. Anybody who knows anything about math knows that that means young people weren't dying. We've had less than I think it's something like 2,000 or 3,000 young people die, people under 17 from the Rona, and now we got kids dropping dead with coronaries because you gave them that damn vaccine. Oh yeah, they missed the Rona, but you got to make sure you get them. Why are all the birth rates falling all over the world? Why did they not test this thing? The women they tested on pregnant, they had to stop because so many of them got sick and had miscarriages that they said were something. They didn't call it some kind of medical, I can't remember how they phrased it, but they knew about it. They lied about it. The government lied. The government admitted they lied to you. So why do you believe it? You guys would make great abused spouses. Because you'll just let them abuse you, let them hit you. And they go, that was your fault I hit you. You should have listened. That's what America's doing right now. They've lied to you. You caught them with their secretary bent over the desk, and you're just saying, she's just taking dictation. You caught them with their pants down, and now you're going to buy their lie. Because you're that dumb. And they know it. You shouldn't tell people they're dumb. Well, sorry, folks. If you're dumb, I'm going to call you dumb. Because you're dumb. Just like if you're a dude, I'm going to call you a dude and not a chick. Because you're a dude. Sorry that offends you. I'm a puma. Call me a puma. Pet my head. Bring me raw meat and shit. If I told my friends that, they'd have me in a mental institution. It's no different. No different. Now, if you want to live a different lifestyle, help yourself, but you ain't a chick. Sorry. Men are men, women are women. That's the way it is. Now, here we have a banking crash brought on by boobs who don't understand finances, who have millions and trillions in debt. You're going to pay for it all. They're going to suffer nothing. They're not going to lose their jobs. They're not going to lose their retirements. They're not going to lose their pensions. They're not going to lose their special privileges. Well, you'll be wiped out eating out of a trash can. And it's not because of the Rona. It's because of the absolute overboard, authoritarian overreach displayed by the government. Oh, Dan, they were just trying their... Shut up. They failed, and they should pay for their failures that included massive lies, of which they lied to you about every single step of the process. It was never tested to prevent the Rona. They knew that. It was never tested on women to determine effects on pregnancy. They knew that. Operation Warp Speed means we got to move at the speed of science, and we don't give a shit about side effects. Good luck, bitches, because nobody's responsible for this. I'll tell you what. If I worked for a company and they forced me to get that vaccine, well, first of all, it wouldn't happen to me because I'd tell them to stick the job up their ass and I'd walk out the door because I'm that guy. But if they somehow managed to force me to get it and I found out that all of this shit was never tested thoroughly, I wouldn't sue Pfizer because guess what? They're immune. They've been given natural immunity by the government, which means they can't get it. But the people who forced you, who violated your rights, sue your employer. Sue them until hell freezes. Take every damn penny they got. Bankrupt their companies. That way it will be a lesson to the future companies. Don't do this again. If you have any side effect from the vaccine, you should make your employer pay for everything. They should pay for your health care. They should pay for you to stay home. They should pay to take care of you because they forced you to give up your rights to keep a job. That is under duress in anybody's book. But here we are. Here we are. Banks crashing. World's going to hell. Hey, it's March Madness. Let's watch basketball. Well, of course, the first segment has gone ripping by, as usual.
Man, this time flies. This time absolutely flies. Anyhow, I've got to find a good commercial to start with, and I always like to start with an ad for the guy who got me started. Here we go. Be right back.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. Groundwithagarden.com.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of perdition. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a raw lion in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a gore.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, drunk, all part of the game.
Ain't this thing for so long now, it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.webs.com. That's official, ninjascroll.webs.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Hello everyone, I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to wefunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
All right. We're back. So, things that I think would be smart to do if you were a smart person. I would make sure that I had some way of making drinkable water without electricity. Seriously. I would, because, you know, I'll go get pallets of water. Those go fast. You need a source of water. Doesn't have to be pure. You just have to have the ability to clean it. Life straws. There's filtering systems. There's all kinds of things. You can build a filtering system yourself with a can, some gravel, dirt, charcoal. You can make the charcoal yourself. You should be learning this stuff. Time you take sitting down at night to watch stupid shit, you should watch things on how to build a fire, how to build a shelter, how to cook, how to store meat without a refrigerator. Paul, you're being melodramatic. Okay, I'm being melodramatic. Don't follow my advice. But don't come to my campsite and look for a handout, because I'm not the government. I'm not the government. I told you. I told you, you better start getting ready. You better start getting your things straight. Because, see, these, again, if you don't study history, you're in a great place because you're blind, dumb, and deaf. Because you don't care because you don't see it. But if you study history, oh, we in a place we've been before. Right before World War One, right before World War Two. And they're out in the open now. They're not even afraid to talk about a new world order because they're that far down the path. People have been trying to wake you up for years, and you just, oh, you conspiracy theorist, you're so dumb. No, the dumb one is you. The dumb one is you because they put it right in your face, and you just keep ignoring it because you want to believe you're correct. I love the phrase. It's easier to fool a man than convince he's been fooled. And that's same with all you little bots out there. I got my shot, and you put your little picture up there with your little band-aid over your hole in your soul. Look, I'm dumb enough to trust the government's what you should have been saying. Oh, you all were proud. You were so cocksure. You were so cocksure. You're killing grandma. You said a whole bunch of shit about me. Guess what? The people who didn't take this, we ain't got nothing to worry about. You ones who did take it, you got stuff to worry about. You got a lot of stuff to worry about. And it's going to happen over the next couple of years. It's already, you can see it. Look at all these young people dying, folks. This is not normal. But you're going to ignore it because you don't want to admit that you were taken. You don't want to admit that you were fooled. You won't want to admit that the science was the big fat lie. And you don't want to admit that you had the wool pulled over your eyes and you believed these people. Hell, y'all were real quick to call me an asshole and a moron, a conspiracy theorist, and a grandma killer. Ain't one of you been man enough to apologize. That you tried to force me to do the stupid shit that you went along with. Not one of you been, but that doesn't surprise me. Because spineless weasels that follow don't have any moral code, so they don't feel that they wronged you. Men with no honor, with no backbone, are the most worthless things on the planet Earth. Stand for something or fall for everything. Y'all fell for everything. You fell for the fear. You fell for the panic. You fell for the resolution. You fell for the fact that the flu disappeared for 2 years. I wonder why that was. Maybe because they counted all those things as Rona? Maybe. Well, I know people who caught the Rona more than one. I know people caught the flu their whole damn life. Because it mutates. This thing didn't mutate naturally. That's the big secret that's out of the bag. Single thing told to you about this virus has been a lie from the get-go. And you now know it, but you aren't going to do nothing. Because you're too busy with March Madness and your brackets. Well, you're going to have to face it. Because it's going to come to your door knocking soon. They have printed more money in the past 10 years than this country printed from its beginning until the point 10 years ago. But it's evil corporations making profit. Of course, evil corporations are making profit, and they should be shot down too. When you do that, just quit spending your money. See, that's how you make this whole pie stop. Everybody's like, wait for, you don't have to wait to vote. Clamp down and spend money on nothing but the absolute essentials and watch it change. Because when you yank all the money out of them big boys' pockets and all you people taking all these damn pills, get off of them. Find you a doctor that's not for putting you on pills and work to get off of every pill you're taking. Well, my cholesterol, let your cholesterol go up. Who the hell knew it was any problem before? Mine may be high right now, but I feel healthy, so I ain't going to worry about it. I sure as hell ain't going to take a pill to lower it. If it comes down to have to be in lowered, I'll lower it with my diet. I'll do it the natural way, you know, the crazy way that we used to live before the Rockefellers bought all the medicine. Billions is what they make off of keeping you sick. So you tell me why they want to make you better. There's so much coming out about the cures that they've had for years that they won't put out. And I've seen a lot of different articles about a very cheap pill that is given to animals for parasites that is shown to be very effective on cancer. It's funny, we had the cure, air quotes, for Rona in 6 months, but cancer's going on how many years? But there's no money to be made in a treatment. There's a lot of money to, you know, in curing it. There's a lot of money to be made in treatment because hundreds of thousands of dollars is paid in chemotherapy. The hospitals make a bank out of chemotherapy. And what's chemotherapy? Poisoning your body to kill everything? God. You realize how barbaric we're going to seem in the future? That we basically tried to bring people up to the point of death to let their body try to recover? Basically turning the computer on and off? You realize? Do you realize how dangerous this is? That's why if I were to ever get cancer, I ain't doing chemotherapy. You fucking suck my dick on that. I'm sorry to be that crude on that one, but ain't no way you're going to get me to do that shit. I will go take up with these guys who are using alkaline water, CBD oils. I'll do any treatment with that. I've watched somebody go through that. I'd rather be dead than go through that absolute hell that you're inflicting on people. But it's how we cure. There's other ways to cure them. We know it. But we ain't going to bring it out. Not when we're making hundreds of thousands of dollars. I used to be a person who believed in capitalism, but that was way back when people had morals and values. Nobody has that today. Not when somebody can go out, have you pay for the experiment and then take all the profit and not refund you the money that you paid them. That should have been upfront and a loan, and it should be paid back to the Americans with interest. But guess what? It won't be paid back to the Americans with interest. No, it'll be paid to our representatives, air quotes, our rulers who have stock in these companies. They will make millions. You will get stuck with the shit end of the stick without gloves. But pay attention to all these people dying. Look at all around the world, UK, Australia. The funny thing is, the one place it's really not at is the places that didn't get the vaccine. But that's coincidence, man. That's coincidence. No. It's correlation and causation. But they will not tell you that because they forced you without a vote to be threatened with your job if you didn't take this experimental gene therapy. And that's exactly what it was. Experimental gene therapy, and now over half of the United States has been infected with it. There's all kinds of stories about why, listen to me, if you're unvaccinated, try not to hang around with vaccinated people. Look up shedding. Because there's proof in different places, people who have not been vaccinated, who hang around real tightly with vaccinated people, end up with that spike protein called shedding. It was designed to do that. Not to mention the garbage they're pumping in the air. And those are contrails, Dan. You obviously don't. No, contrails don't stay up for a day and turn into a cloud, numbnuts. I love all these people. I know that's a contrail. World War II, my buddy sat and watched. Yeah, they lay out a big long trail and then it disappears. It doesn't turn into a gigantic cloud to cover the sun. It gets so hard to explain things to stupid people. It'd be like trying to explain a cell phone to a caveman. Because y'all didn't pay attention in school and you're just dumb. You can give me the NCAA shooting statistics and all that shit, but you can't tell me one bad thing your government's done because you're like they did in Rome. Keep the idiots entertained. As long as they've got something to laugh at, they will forget they're hungry. They will forget they're homeless. They will forget that you have sold them down the river. They will. Because they owe you nothing. Again, if you believe your politicians give a shit about you, go date strippers because you're that dumb. They love you as long as you got money, lots of it. The more money you got, the more they love you. Pretty simple, actually. So we got some problems going on. We have some problems going on. Oh, and while we're at it and everybody's bankrupt and the government's dealing with fake money, you see San Francisco is voting to give reparations to black people for slavery. Just wow. California is talking about giving $360,000 to each black resident. I wonder what percent you have to be. Is it like you got to be 100%? Or is this one of those cases where, because see, you've all been telling me that we all should just go run our DNA. You'll find out everybody has some black in them. I bet you the DNA test results in California are going to go out the door. It's going to be as much as U-Hauls leaving the state. Because everybody's going to be, is it 5%? Is it 10%? Is it 50%? What's the percentage? What percentage black do you have to be? And which black is it? The black from Africa, the black from India, The which black is it? Is it only African blacks? Or is it only blacks who could trace their roots back to slavery? Because I know you saw that activist who's a black activist. Her history was traced back to where her ancestors were slave traders. Does she get reparations, or because her ancestors were part of it, she doesn't get reparations? You see how stupid this is? And what about the whites who were slaves, who were indentured servants, who were serfs? What about us? Do we get reparations? This is stupid. Nobody around today is responsible for the actions done hundreds of years ago. I'm sorry. Look, if you can let Japan and Germany off the hook for what they did, if you can let Russia off the hook for what they did, then why the hell are we still over here in the United States beating our head against this? It's the past, kids. Live in the past, you'll walk backwards into your future. You will miss everything that's in front of you because you're too busy looking over your shoulder at something that absolutely does not matter. There's a lot of people in the United States that have it better than me. I don't care. That's the difference. I have what I have. I got what I got. I earned what I have. That's the end of it. Well, break time again, so let's get this out of the way. Be right back.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom, and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say so. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation. Virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
What else is going on? Oh, yeah. They're finally, this time again, this is it. This is the final. This is done. This is finished. They got him after all the years... They've been trying. They've got him. It wasn't Russia. It wasn't collusion. It wasn't Ukraine. It wasn't China. It was a bookkeeping error paying a prostitute, basically, because that's what Stormy Daniels is. They've been chasing him for year after year after year, and you've heard, oh, this one's it. They've all said with glee, this will be it. We're shutting him down. This is final. This is it. This is the one. This is the breaking point. This is the turning. This is the end. This is the end. This is the end. And here we are again. Once the liberal hate mob is on you, you are done. They will hound you because they have nothing to do. They're living in mom's basement. They don't have to go work. So they will hound you, just like they've hounded Elon Musk, just like they're hounding Trump. Anybody who goes against the regime is evil and must be destroyed. And so the nattering mob will come out, and they have nothing to do but sit around being nattering bitches all day. And that's what they do. They're pointless. They're useless. And they despise anybody who's actually successful because they are not. And then it's funny to watch them. Oh, this is Trump's fault. No, this is Captain Dunce's fault. He is the president. He's the guy screwing everything up. And he's also, if you're paying any attention, there was a $3 million distribution done from a Chinese corporation to a man who paid all of the Biden's money. Why are the Bidens being paid millions of dollars from China? I know if it was Donald Trump, they'd be on him. They'd be on him like white on rice. But this is a Democrat. Democrats can start wars and the pussy hat wearing code pink will not show up. Democrats can do shady deals and bail out millionaires and billionaires, but they will not be called for it. They can rule like dictators and sign over 100 dictates. But they're a Democrat. It's okay. This is the insanity that's being taught in your liberal institutions. This is the insanity. This is why your daughter goes off to school looking like a normal human being and within months of being in college becomes an absolute freak with her shaved head and her nose ring. I'm sorry, ladies, if you're wearing a nose ring, all I see is chrome snot hanging from your nose. That's all I see. And the fact that you're absolutely, demented,ly stupid, and I have tattoos and earrings. Putting a hook in your nose? You never grew up on a farm. So that's called a bull ring. That's how I can lead you by your nose, because you will not pull because it hurts. And if you got a nose ring, all I got to do to control you is just get a little clip, hook it on with a piece of string, and you're going to do everything I tell you to do. You're so dumb. Look like you fell face first into a tackle box is what you look like. But you're so mentally damaged inside, you look for anything to latch on to. That's why if you see a girl with half her head shaved, run. Somebody's tampered with that one. Messed in the head like you can't even imagine. But yeah, the money trail's coming out. Hunter's suing the laptop repair place for, so it's obviously his laptop. Folks, we've only had this thing for 3 years. Let me tell you something. If you were an individual, not part of the political elite, and your laptop was turned over to the FBI with the same information that his has, you would be in prison right now for the rest of your life. But if you're a rich political elite, and everybody's, well, America's turned into a, you're damn right. You've let it turn into a socialist place, because that's how this shit happens. Because in any good, just society, there would be a full investigation into the big guy. But you're too busy trying to chase Trump because of your little paranoid delusions, just like all you little germaphobes, your Trumpophobes. Why are you so afraid of one man? You've got to ask yourself that question. Why are they so afraid of one man? Why have they bought the full bear of the FBI, the CIA, and everything else under the sun to bear on a man who's one man? Because he represents what they don't want you to see. So, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You going to sit around and take it? Is that what you're going to do? There's nothing accidental about what's happening right now. Every person in America knew the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that they were flinging out would cause a problem. Everybody knew that shutting the world down based on dictatorial edicts rather than legislation that was thoughtfully. And here we are, a society that's about to discover what shit is, because we're going to deal some. See, there's all these people have been all their lives, this can't happen in America. Yeah, it can. And it has before, and you already forgot it. It's called history, kids. You should learn it. You should know it. And that's the other thing that Russell Brand brought up. He's making some brilliant points. The government knows every single thing about you. You know nothing about the government. What happened to of the people, for the people, by the people? What happened to that? That was just a slogan, because now the elites have taken over. Your career politicians, you know, the ones they said we needed to stand up to the world. You know, so that they could be bought and paid for by China. There's some problems coming. The storm clouds are way past just being storm clouds. The warning is out now. And what it turns into and what comes out of it, nobody knows. Nobody knows. But I can tell you this much. It ain't going to be pretty. And all you people been cheering for the United States to lose its throne, you may get your wish. And then you're going to find out what living in a shithole is about. You're going to find out. You're going to find out firsthand what you're going to find out. You're going to get to see what the rest of the world lives like. You're not going to have a TV in every room. You're not going to have every member with a $1,000 phone. You're not going to have a brand new car because it's all going to crash. By design. The thing about this happenstance or just happened that way. No, that ain't a thing. For real, folks. For real. And those who know how to hunt and fish, well, you're gonna have some fun. And for you little snot-nosed, sniveling liberals whose only ability is to live in your mom's basement and type bitter things on the Facebook, you're gonna get met face to face with Knuckles. And you're gonna find out what it's like to have to be a man and not this little pussified version of men we have now. Oh, in my day you'd said that shit to somebody, they'd have knocked the stuffing out of you. Well, that day's coming back. Because see, we like to use phrases like, the pen is mightier than the sword. Bullshit. Because words will only get you to a certain place. And then, if you aren't willing to back it with some violence, it goes nowhere. Don't believe me? Check this one out. Every single law written in the United States carries the death penalty. Oh, Dan, you're crazy. No, I'm not crazy. I'll give you an example. Safety belt law. Safety belt law. If you don't obey those words, they will come at you with violence. So if you get a safety belt ticket and you go, those are words, and then they write you a fine, those are words, and you don't pay your fine, then the cop comes up and he says, we got a warrant for your arrest, you got to come with us, and you go, those are just words. He will go to violence. And if you do not obey, he will kill you for a safety belt. That's a fact. That's not a conspiracy theory. Jaywalking. They'll kill you for jaywalking. You ain't free. The United States right now makes Hitler's groups are just stupefied with how you managed to do everything they did and not garner all the hate they did. Although it's starting to happen. People are starting to wake up. People are starting to wake up to the misuse of power. People are starting to wake up to the corruption. Yes, this is the Great Awakening. So are you going to be early to the party or late? Are you going to sit there and live in the past? Or are you going to get to the future? The government is the worst thing ever created. It is a necessary evil. There are certain things that you need a central power to control. There are. But for the central power to tell you to wear your safety belt or we'll kill you, we don't need that. For the central power to tell you if you go 5 miles on over the speed limit, we'll kill you, we don't need that. For a central power to tell you that if you don't pay the fine for parking on the street that you paid for, we're going to kill you. That's wrong. They have way too much power. And they have taken that power under false flags, as sure as the day is long. Your government is corrupt, evil, to the core right now. It was designed. That's the point Russell Brand made, though. They know everything about you. They know how much money you made. They know your $600 transactions. They know if you've got a Social Security number. They know where you've gone. They've got trackers on your license plate that track you at every toll plaza. That's why they want you to pay with an easy pass, because it makes it easier to track you. Watch them. Look at that Idaho murder case, okay? Look at that Idaho. They track that guy coast to coast. The Fourth Amendment is dead. You are not safe and secure in your persons in this world. You are not at all, even remotely secure in your privacy. And they're trying to get rid of TikTok. And everybody's like, oh, that's Chinese. Google tracks you. Your phone tracks you. Your license plate tracks you. The one thing they don't like about TikTok is they're actually showing videos and people are seeing the truth. And the only people who don't think is the truth is you numb, you dullards who don't understand what's going on. But here we are. Here we are. Folks, you better get some backbone. There is a chance to turn this around. But it requires everybody in Washington, every single person in Washington, go home. All of their ties. We must make sure they're in office not long enough to develop new ties. Where was Code Pink when we blew up the Nord Stream pipeline? Oh, everybody's waking up to it. Only an idiot like Biden who thinks you can hide everything. It's all going to come out. It's all going to come out. The truth is going to surface. And y'all going to be like, damn. You know, just like the government's been the biggest spreader of misinformation on the Rona. The government said it didn't come from a lab. It's pretty apparent it did. The government said that it's highly deadly when it's 99% survivable. The government said everybody should take the shots when it's basically people 50 and up with comorbidities who are dying. I'm not saying they should take that vaccine. Seriously. Seriously. Like I said, I'm not against vaccines. My dog gets his rabies shots. You know why? Because rabies is 100% fatal. That's why. I have had no flu vaccine, no pneumonia vaccine, no shingles vaccine, no tetanus shot. The only thing that I've got, I got back when I had no say-so over it. And if I had to wait till I had a say-so, I'd have never taken them. My body is fine the way it is. My body is 100% fine the way it is. But yeah, you could catch something and die. You know what? You can sit on a toilet and take a shit and die. Ask Elvis. You can cross the street and die. Ask my nephew, killed by a drunk cop. You can be sitting in your apartment. Ask the people in Florida, that building collapsed. Nobody knows the time. Nobody knows the day. Living in fear will only stop you from living. It will not stop you from dying. I don't know how many times I got to say that. Maybe one time it will sink in. It's a journey we all share. Every single one of us share that journey. You are born and then you die. And you get the answer. Is there something or is there nothing? Because that's the only two options at the end. There's either something after this or there's nothing. Those are the only two choices. There's no in between. And until you get to that end, you live this life the fullest you can live it. Not in fear. Home of the brave. Brave is now a bad thing. It's toxic masculinity. Because we got to get everybody so neutered that the government can rule them. And that's what we're doing. They have destroyed the family. Everybody's asking, why is everything so bad? You've destroyed the family. You told dads to kiss off. I'm a strong, independent woman. And then you spend the whole time bitching about how you don't have enough. You made the decision. 80% of women leave their relationships. 80% of the women get paid alimony and child support. Most men end up destroyed from a divorce. And the children, they pay the price. They pay the entire price. Like I said, I've been through this. I know. I've made every mistake there is to make. Because I was dumb enough to believe the shit I was shoveled. Look inside. Figure it out. Get your life in order. Be strong. Be independent. Seriously, folks. This is the time to get strong. This is not the time to get weak. This is not the time to cower. This is the time to stand up and say no more. But they're not going to let you. Like I said, individuals do not start wars. Government starts wars. That is a fact. Name me the time in world history where a group of people just decided to attack a group of people, or has it always been a few people in the government deciding that some other government did them wrong, so they will send you to fight? Because that's how it all goes down. And when they have problems, what's the best distraction? A war feeds the people that give them money. The corruption is so deep in Washington. That's why it was so important to bring Donald Trump down. Because he was actually starting to show it. Like I said, he was dumb in the Operation Warp Speed. He was dumb in going along with the whole virus thing. I can criticize anybody, but you guys will not criticize your own. You will not see that Biden is dirty. You will not see that he's connected to his son. You will not see that this simp's art is not worth $500 million or some odd stupid number. That's money laundering. And they have distributions and proof of it. Unlike everything that Trump was paid for, dossier done by the Democrats and Clinton, a hearsay impeachment, when they actually have video of Biden doing the exact thing that they're accusing Trump of, a laptop with information that would get the rest of us in jail for the rest of our lives, held and suppressed. Your free speech taking away to hide it. And yet you are not mad. And yet you are not upset. And yet you're going along with the status quo. You'll be good little servants in the future. And they will make sure that you are their slaves. Be right back.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us.
We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBarefaceIsLegal.org.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
All righty. Back again, final segment. I guess we could glance around at some of the news, see if there's anything interesting out there. The surrender, the training. I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of this Trump garbage. If they had applied the scrutiny to Biden, we would know that he's a Chinese operative. Because all of his decisions have benefited not us. Not us at all. Biden and his lech of a son. That family, they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Boy, that tree has a lot of apples on the ground and they're all rotten. But there they are. President of these United States has voted on. See, just like it was obvious to people who know stuff that the pandemic was BS, it is obvious to us that these elections have been farces where somebody with 400,000 followers is beaten by somebody with 20,000 followers, where somebody who can pack stadiums and have people lined up for miles loses to somebody who couldn't get 12 cars to come to his rally in a parking lot. Don't believe your eyes. Believe the government. They would never lie to you, just like they lied to those Tuskegee black men that they gave syphilis. They would never lie to you, just like they would have lied and were planning on bombing Miami. Just like they actually spread radiation on a city to see the effect. These are all things that have been done by your glorious and wonderful government. You know, the same government that would never do you wrong. There's a reason. There's a reason the Constitution was written not trusting the government. It's because governments never should be trusted. Like Russell Brand, they know everything about you, and you know nothing about them, how they spend your money. They do not have to show a single receipt for the money that they spent. You have to show every receipt for every expenditure down into the pennies. They will track your transactions up to $600. If you miss money, they will charge you booker's interest, you know, these bookies' interest from the day the infraction occurred. They already knew all this shit. They expect you to tell them, even though they knew. And if you make a mistake, punish you while they can make $1 trillion mistakes and pay not a price. We are upside down. It is no longer we the people. It is we the government. And to ensure that you little dumbasses get ruled correctly, we'll take all of your rights. The Constitution's dead, and we did it for safety. We did it for safety. Drudge Report is shit anymore. This is just... this is unreal. But you're okay with it. You're okay with it. Because your guy's in. Here's one. The end of everything bubble. Let's see what this says. This ought to be interesting. Market Watch. Yeah. Major financial market regime changes typically take place in stages. The crypto meltdown of 2022, for example, $2 trillion of losses. The technology meltdown followed $5 trillion. U.S. government. There's a problem now. The U.S., European, Japanese banks are losing $460 billion in market value. What would that be? They said the immediate cause is a rapid increase of official interest rates in the U.S. Your government don't control squat. The Fed does. Remember all you people talking about edit the Fed and you're like, oh, you such a conspiracy theorist. No, we just know what's going on. A smart person appears dumb to an idiot. Remember Idiocracy? He wants to put toilet water on the plants. He's dumb. What y'all sound like right now. That's what you sound like. Because it's in your face and you won't even look at it and see it. Because you're so convinced you're correct. You're so convinced that something is wrong. The Rona was bullshit. But they've got what they wanted. Reed Cloward and Piven, you've got to crash something before you replace it. Because if something's working, people will not vote to replace it. Crash it. And you make it something terrible, people will get in line. Because they're scared. And something's better than nothing. And that's what you're going to have shortly. Nothing. Because they're going to destroy the dollar. Hey, folks, we are the world's reserve currency, and we are about to lose that. You got me? You got me? All of you people that hated this country and think we're so oppressive, you're about to find out what oppressive is. You're about to find out. And you're going to find out that you've been nothing but a little bitch. Crying and complaining, that's what you're going to find out. You'll find out what true oppression is. I just don't get how you can't see it. It's amazing to me. But they're saying a big bubble's about ready to pop. We've been living a lie for years. And this is what I'm talking about. Okay? This is something I knew for years. I knew for years, but you couldn't say out in the open. Here's a study. Psychedelics and mental health. Having mystical experiences may yield the strongest benefits. I don't think they're mystical. I think you get your eyes open to what's around you. And then your brain opens up. I can't explain it. The height of the trip? No. Coming down. There's something there. They're finding it now. I knew this for years. Again, once Big Pharma was created, marijuana was around. Marijuana was not a problem. They even, government actually did a study that showed marijuana was not a problem and then buried the results so that they could make it illegal. Now, why would they do that? Because pharmaceutical companies. This has been a growing problem. This has grown along with the career politician. When I was younger, there was not career politicians. And we now have people who have been in there 50, 60, 70 years. We got people that if they were in the normal workforce would be forced to retire, still occupying seats in the most perfect job for an elderly person because they don't have to show up. They can vote from wherever. They don't have to worry about being sick because they got the best health care on the planet Earth. And all they got to do is sit around and get money stuffed into their pockets and make voting right, legislation benefits their true constituents. And it's not you. It's not you. So it's time. It's time to wake up. To realize that you can't just keep flinging money out the window. You can't keep running trillion-dollar deficits year after year after year after year, and then something not, there's consequences. This isn't your mommy and daddy's house where you can just screw up without consequence. No, there's consequences here. There's big consequences here. But they have told you for years, psychedelics are bad. Pot is bad, and the things that they have told you are bad are now turning out to be things that weren't bad. Imagine that. And a trope seen countless times in books and movies, a character emerges from a drug-induced psychedelic stupor with a fresh outlook and a more positive perspective on life. According to new findings from the Ohio State University, however, there may be really some truth to hallucinogenic notion. Study authors performed a comprehensive machine learning analysis of data pertaining to nearly 1,000 survey respondents who answered questions about their previous non-clinical experiences with psychedelic drugs. Sure enough, those scoring the highest on the questionnaires assessing the mystical and insightful nature of their experiences also consistently reported improvements in both depression and anxiety. And see, I know this. I know this, and it's funny. It's funny that this would come from a high estate in Columbus because that's where I did the most experimenting with my psychedelics was in Columbus back in the 80s. And believe me, I had never done anything that hard. The most I had done is alcohol and pot. And then I went to college and was introduced to acid. I took my first trip. I took it and I went and saw Alice Cooper. Imagine that one. Tripping balls. I sat through an Alice Cooper concert. And then when we got out of the concert and I got home and I got alone, I was amazed at how open my mind was, how I could have conversations inside my head with myself and see problems that I had been hiding. I know that sounds stupid to you. I don't care. You're not the people I'm talking to. The people I'm talking to understand what I'm saying. I had a truckload of issues when I left home. I settled so many of them in my acid years to become a much stronger and secure person with less fears. And now they're finally discovering it, something I've known for years, something they've known for years. The real problem with marijuana and mushrooms is they grow everywhere and it's cheap, and they can't make profit on cheap stuff. Bottom line. And these pills, these cures, air quotes, that they give you, poison you more and more. Well, that pill caused this problem. We'll take this pill to take care of that problem. Well, that pill caused this problem. We'll take care of this pill to take care of the problem that pill created, occurring the problem that this pill. Just, here, take a handful of shit every day. Question. We're only the number two or three cause of death in the United States every year. Trust us. We know what we're talking about. That's why we call it a practice, because we're practicing, because we don't know. Here, take this and see if it gets better. Why do you trust everybody else so much? To be knowledgeable, shall we say. Because that little thing hung on the wall? Because they went to a school and somebody said they knew stuff? I've asked this question to many people. Would you rather have somebody with a degree from a school during their first surgery operate on you? Or a man who taught himself everything and has done thousands of surgeries successful? That's a good question, isn't it? I'll tell you who I'd trust. I can tell you exactly who I'd trust. The man who has experience. You trust people with a piece of paper on the wall that says they're smart. I trust people who demonstrate that they are smart. Anybody can go to a college and get a doctorate and shit like that. Just look at my ex-wife. They gave her a doctorate. She's dumber than a box of rice. She is. I didn't pick her because she was an intellect. But see, it's better now that she's left, because now she's ugly as sin, losing her hair, and now she has to resort to her personality, of which she has none. Our time is running out. And once again, I want you to think. I want you to open your eyes. I want you to start looking at what is going on. We have a corrupt Chinese operative in the White House. Our secrets are at risk. And those are the secrets that we should have, the military secrets. I don't want the enemy knowing what our military capabilities are. But the Kennedy assassination should be completely exposed. Everything that doesn't involve, and we don't let them pick what it involves, because they'll say everything's secret, because them, it's like a cop. Everything's about officer safety. They can make any situation into officer safety. They can make anything into national security and keep you from it. The stuff you paid to record, the stuff you paid to bill, they can keep from you. That's bullshit. Go a spy. Be toxic masculine. Be a man. We need them right now, more than ever. Well, the time is drawn to an end, folks. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you, because I think this is so inspiring. It's the best way to go off the air. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, Tell him I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.